Amid growing discussions about the Democratic Party's strategy for the 2024 presidential election, recent comments from influential figures have added fuel to the debate. Now, yesterday, Nancy Pelosi, a longtime Democratic lawmaker, former House Speaker, suggested that President Joe Biden might need to reconsider his reelection bid. Additionally, actor George Clooney publicly stated that the party should consider a different candidate for the presidential race. These statements have sparked some conversations about the future direction of the Democratic Party and its leadership choices. Today, we have the opportunity to delve into this topic with Adrian Heman. He's partner and CEO of Grassroots Midwest. He joins us now on JR Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Adrian, let's begin with discussing the impact of these high-profile figures within the Democratic Party. So how significant are Nancy Pelosi's recent comments about Joe Biden's recent election?
Hey, Lloyd, before you answer that question, I'd love context, though. So
I
think the audience needs to know, you know, are you pro-Democrat, pro-Republican, so we can contextualize your thoughts?
Sure. I own a bipartisan political consulting firm, so I do politics for money. I worked for Democrats previously, but we've got Democrats, Republicans, and kind of everything under the sun.
Gotcha.
So this is a nonpartisan view, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, former Speaker Pelosi's comments certainly matter, especially in terms of public perception. It's an open question how much they matter to the president in terms of his decision making. But we've had a lot of influential figures that are questioning whether or not President Biden should run for reelection, given his debate performance. And I think those questions are only going to continue whether or not he drops out of the race.
How much impact do celebrity endorsements like George Clooney or criticisms have in the political arena?
You know, it's not helpful to the president, certainly. You know, I don't know that it matters as much to people who care intensely about politics as someone like Speaker Pelosi or, you know, the comments from Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday that it wouldn't hurt for President Biden to take a cognitive test. These are all just sort of grains of sand that are weighing on the president's reelection bid.
Interesting. So when you take a look at this, do you also take a look at procedure? Because Lloyd and I were talking about this today. There is a procedure for nomination. You have donors. There are certain things that go into the infrastructure of a campaign. How does that shift, or how does that need to shift, or can that shift?
Yeah, it's not clear that it can. You know, there are provisions in the DNC rules that allow delegates to vote for someone other than the person to whom they're pledged based on the primary elections. It's never been done before. There's the additional problem that all the money that's been raised for a Democratic campaign this year is in the Biden-Harris campaign account.
Right.
And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the only ones that have access to that. So anyone besides Kamala Harris that would replace President Biden on the ticket would be starting from essentially zero in trying to stand up a campaign in a very short period of time.
So just so that money doesn't automatically go to a candidate. They'd have to start fundraising, as you said, from zero, correct? I just want to make sure. Okay. Because when people keep talking about this, one of the things that seems to be lacking from the conversation in terms of this specific candidate, because there also needs to be conversation on the other presumed candidate as well. And, you know, mental fitness as well as a moral fortitude, a whole host of things need to be questioned with both candidates. So we're micro-focused on this particular candidate right now, but I don't know that people are really talking about the procedure and what can legally be done to actually launch another candidate at this juncture based on campaign laws, right? Campaign finance laws, correct?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of the speculation that's out there about President Biden stepping aside is just wishful thinking from Democrats. It's certainly not impossible that that would happen, but the time to make this decision was last year, not July of the election year.
And so basically, if you're a Democrat, you're basically poisoning the well. The more you talk about this, the more you're poisoning the well or not. That's actually a question.
It's pretty unavoidable to talk about it, right? The president's debate performance happened.
Yeah.
We've seen relatively little of him in public since that debate performance, certainly not in formats where he can be asked questions by the media mm-hmm. or the public at large. Mm-hmm. It's mostly been campaign rallies to the extent that we've seen him. Those questions are only going to continue. And, you know, short of him making a lot of public appearances and doing a lot of interviews and looking good, you really can't unring that bell.
You know, so he's going to have this press conference, NATO, today. He was on George Stephanopoulos last week. He's going to be on with Lester Holt next week. Is there time for his campaign to, you know, address these issues effectively and mount a decent campaign between now and November?
I think so, partly because of who his opponent is, right? Both of these men are deeply unpopular with the American electorate at large. And we've seen that reflected in public opinion polling for the last 2 years. A large majority of Americans have been crystal clear with multiple pollsters that they did not want a rematch between these two men, and that's what they're getting. In an environment like that, almost anything can happen because of how unpopular these two are and because we don't know what the next shoe is to drop in terms of potential scandals, you know, potential senior moments from the president, anything to do with former President Trump's trials. I've been involved in politics for most of my adult life. This is the weirdest election I can recall.
You have to be fascinated. What a time to be, a politico or a journalist. This has to be incredibly fascinating to you.
Fascinating is one word. Exhausting is another. It's okay. At some point,
fascinatingly
it would
be nice exhausting.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Adrian Heeman, partner and CEO of Grassroots Midwest. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for your insights.
Great perspective.
Thanks a lot.